أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون. In this ayat which we have read before, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that what have you still got hope that these Jews who have transgressed and broken the laws of Allah Ta'ala so much and so greatly, do you think that they will still bring Iman? And these were those people amongst their transgression that they heard the words of Allah Ta'ala and then they changed the words of Allah Ta'ala, which is tahrif, which is a very, very serious crime. Like, for example, if somebody misquotes us, we get very angry. I did not say that. Why are you saying I said that? And particularly poets are very, very upset when their poetry is quoted in the wrong way and the words are changed. The greatest words are the words of Allah Ta'ala. And to change the words of Allah Ta'ala is the greatest crime. So this crime also, this Jewish people were guilty of, which is called tahrif. Tahrif, there are two types. One is in the words themselves. And this also they were guilty of. Those, according to the one tafsir, that these were those people who went with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, 70 whom Musa alayhi salam from the Bani Israel, the Jews he chose. And of course he chose the most choicest ones. But when they heard the words of Allah with their own ears, they came back to the people and they changed it. They said what Allah said, and at the end they said, and Allah said, which Allah did not say, that if you can make amal on it, make amal. And if you can't, no problem. This they added from their side, which is called tahrif. And to change anyone's commands like that, whether it is just a boss giving duties to his workers, and who he tells, go and say these, go and give this duty, and he changes those duties, how angry won't the boss become? Yeah, it is Allah Ta'ala the greatest. According to the other tafsir, these were those people are referred to who heard the Torah from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and they changed it. They changed particularly the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which came clearly and a vivid description of how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's stature, features will be, but they changed that also. So whatever they had changed, this is what is called tahrif. And this carried on with the Jews, with the Christians. They changed the words of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Until the time of the Renaissance, and when Julius Caesar, he had said at his time, and from there a different angle has come in the history of mankind. When he declared, give to the church, give to God what belongs to God, and give to the state what belongs to the state. Up to that time, everything was under the religion, whether it was the church, whether it was the synagogue, whether it was the masjid. Everything was under the deen. And he separated the two, and this happened first with the Christians, the Jews, and now headlong there, it's headed towards the Muslims, that we differentiate between the two, that what is for the church, for the masjid, is for the masjid, what is dunya is dunya. Otherwise our deen, everything, and that is what is called deen, that everything of ours is according to deen, our marriage, our having children, our business, our education, everything is deen. But now it has been separated, that dunya is dunya and deen is deen. And since this separation, the great fight has carried on, that the dunya, that is what is called secularism, atheism, that has nothing to do with Allah Ta'ala, with religion. It wants to gain dominance over religion. And with the Jews and Christians, by and large, they have succeeded. Though there are still those Christians who fight for their religion. There are those Jews who fight for their religion. Until very recently, Muslims generally gave preference to their religion. But with this effort, today we are also included and we are also going towards dunya in this atheist way, secular way. For example, they have banking. In Islamic, really, there is no banking in Islamic. Now we are all used to saying Islamic banking, whereas banking basically is on interest, and every Muslim knows that interest is haram. But today we also speak of Islamic banking, and all the terminology of Islam has been fitted into that. And just because seeing this terminology of Islam, we say it is Islamic banking. Insurance, there is no concept of insurance in Islam. In Islam, it is tawakkul, to trust on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But now we all have got different forms of halal insurance also. So all that different, the ways of the kuffar, of the atheists, of the kuffar, those people who are totally opposed, have come into us. In banking, interest is there. Today, insurance is nothing else, it's just gambling. And the principles of gambling apply 100%. Well, a person can go and see it on the internet. All the rules and regulations which govern gambling, how to make it a profitable business, what are the possibilities of winning in gambling, and those who are who organize the gambling, how they make huge, huge profits out of the people. They pay out a very paltry sum, and they are making huge amounts of money. All that applies to insurance also. So all these things which are of the kuffar, they have come into Islam, and now we have got Islamic banking example. For example, TV, there was no concept of TV and photography, which has been prohibited in totality in Islam. So that also today we have is videos of scholars also. We have videos and photos of scholars also. So this is for that tahrif which they have brought. And in this way our deen is being changed. And the who is being used for this. Just like with the Jews and the Christians, their scholars were used, the scholars of Islam are also used in order to change this. And a very easy way to understand this is, we all know the hadith that Islam started in a very strange way. Bada al-Islamu ghariba. And fasayaudu ila al-ghuraba. That Islam is a different way of life. But what is the effort of the scholars and the atheists to make Islam be compatible with modern times also? They got for TV, we also make TV jais. They got insurance, we make insurance jais. They got banking, we got Islamic banking. So everything, and the essence according to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that Islam will be a different religion. Everyone will see that Muslims are different. But what the scholars want, the unity with the atheists, unity with the kuffar. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants that we must be a different nation, that we got nothing to do with all those things. And what a soberly matured sort of person will say, that we have today conservative Islam and modern Islam. So conservative Islam is the Islam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Islam of the Quran Sharif. Modern Islam is the Islam of the atheists, the secularists, those people who want to make Islam fit into the modern society. So it is for all of us to decide, do we want the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we want the Islam of the atheists and the kuffar? It's easy. Do we want to live, it comes in the hadith, if we will live the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will be like burning coal, embers in the fire. It won't be burning embers, it will be like burning embers in the hand. And if we follow the way of the kuffar, it will be the burning fire of Jahannam. Not like the burning fire of Jahannam, it will be the burning fire of Jahannam forever in the Akhirah. So it is for us to choose whether we want to live that Islamic way, and we go through this little difficulties of this dunya and enjoy the beautiful roses and gardens of Jannat forever in the Akhirah, or whether we want to enjoy the false flowers and roses of this dunya and then go and burn in the fire of Jahannam. So this tahreef is a very serious crime, and which unfortunately has come headlong into the Muslims, especially now with the pandemic. It has been pushed through very heavily, and without us realizing, we don't know from where we have gone to where. May Allah protect our iman, our deen, our akhirat, and that of our progeny.